Fight the good fight, everybody.
Hey, folks, we're back fighting the good fight here on Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Walter Burian on as our guest. We had Dave from California. I don't know, are you still there, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any further... You kind of got cut off there for the break.
Well, no, they, sometimes commerce is more important than the listener. But, no, I honestly, you know, this is the whole idea that history repeats itself, and for those that forget history, they're doomed to repeat the same mistakes. All we have to do is read the catchphrases, the propaganda of those eras, and realize just how we're being suckered again. This is why, as I was mentioning, that it's not cost-effective to give us schools. It's not cost-effective for us to have hospitals. It's not cost-effective for us to have minimum wage, or it's not cost-effective for us to have any kind of structure that gives us a future. Our only duty is to the state, and that's why we're expendable. So, yeah, we have to look at the kind of standard bigotry that the con job is always based upon divide and conquer. And so for the little people to be fighting among each other with various forms of bigotry, this is why bigotry is important to the con job.
They're putting plenty of money into schools, all right, but it's not to better the education of our kids. It's to keep them dumbed down. It's to propagandize them. Well, you know, the hospitals are... what's that, Walter?
Yeah, and I'd just like to put in a very important point here, and that is they're doing what they're doing to cut their million-dollar deals under the table, you know, to grease their pockets. And I say, when I first started National Disclosure back in June of 98, I've always said the public left the vault door open, and 99% of the public back then would go, duh, vault? What vault? You know, in our lives, okay, since we're kids, you know, if we have a little money in our pocket, we know exactly how much we have. When we open up a checking account, we know how much we have in our checking account. When we start investing a few years later, we know exactly what our investments are, what our net worth is. All of our lives, every single day, it's in the back of our minds. It's one of the most important things everybody keeps floating in the back of their minds. I've talked to thousands of people running for office, people calling up regarding their city, their county, or their state. Not one person had a clue of what the checking account balance was, what the investments were, or what the net worth was.
You mean of the country, or of the country, or of as an individual?
I'm saying as an individual, we always keep that rolling through our minds, you know, what our checking account balance is, what our investments are, what our net worth is. And when people called me regarding their city, their county, their state, their school district, not one of them had a clue as to what the checking account balance was of that entity, the investments of that entity, or the net worth of that entity. And with that kind of vacuum and void existing, and it's marketed and perpetrated to make sure the public never thinks about it. They have a total void. No
accountability.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that, because there's, you know, obviously when people think of Election Day, they think of the president and the congressman and whatnot, but there are so many other people that get elected. The library board may manage millions of dollars. The sewer board may manage billions, frankly. The roads and a lot of different boards and commissions are managing millions and millions, perhaps billions, if you're in a big enough major city. And so the whole idea that money is dependent upon intelligent votes, or whether it's very important to think in terms of Election Day as making sure that every one of those small committees and commissions and boards get honest people on them, because just like you're saying, if we're the collateral, then we have to make sure that our money, our property, is being used intelligently. And by the way, I heard you were obviously Republic deals a lot with gold. Are you familiar with the old book Making of the President, and that whole series? I'm thinking specifically of Making of the President, 1972, and they talk about how Fort Knox was empty, and that was a major scandal that essentially got covered up by Watergate.
All right, I guess we'll have them comment on that as soon as we get back. We can take another break, folks. Hold on, we'll be right with you.
Wash your heart into it. We're part of fire that is burning. And from the ashes we can build. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Walter Burian here as our guest. You know, this is like Enron on a much grander scale, isn't it? Enron is just the tip of the iceberg.
And, well, the cute thing was Enron inflated their value of their books, tried to give the impression they were bringing in more than they were bringing in to attract more investors. Government does the exact opposite. They try to show that they're not bringing in as much as they are. They try to deflate the value on their books to give an impression that taxation is needed or they need an increase in taxation.
They're using the power of government to cover their criminal activities is what they're doing. And it's absolutely disgusting, and it's always at our expense.
And to them, you know, to them, it's just business as usual. You know, that's why, you know, keep in mind the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report. That's the annual financial report of government. All local governments put one out. Every city, county, state, school district, universities, the whole nine yards, they put out an annual financial report, CAFR. When I started with National Disclosure back in June 8th of 98, before I did a Google search on CAFR. I got about 16 obscure hits. One Certificate of Achievement Award, City of Minneapolis. You know, no definitives, no qualifiers, no, you wouldn't have a clue. If you do a Google search today on CAFR, you'll get about 4 million hits. I've been effective. Broke the ice. If you put in your city, in quotes, and then CAFR after it, it'll probably pop up for downloading. Your state, your school district, you'll find a reference. So it's there now for the public to access. There is still a 100% blackout from the syndicated media, 100%. Even like Rush Limbaugh, you know, he's had thousands and thousands of callers trying to mention the Caffords. Second they do, he hits his mute button, cuts them off. Thousands of people have asked their senators, congressmen, county attorneys, whatever, to list the links, you know, or publish the links for downloading of the Caffords or viewing of the Caffords by the public. They have all refused. Now, you'll find, as I mentioned, you'll get 4 million hits now. The Caffords are up there for downloading for many cities and counties and states and school districts and authorities. They never mention them. They never talk about them. You will not hear any politician saying, hey, I recommend that everybody review our local government Caffords. The game being played is, you know, silence is golden. The expression, if a tree fell in the forest, no one heard it fall. Did it actually fall? So it's a lock from education. The syndicated media never mention, never talk about, never discuss, so no one looks. Now, to pull off holding back your annual financial report, you know, this started in 1946, by the way. It became the standard by federal government mandate in 1977. To be able to do this and hold back your annual financial report from the entire population of an entire country, it required the full participation of the syndicated news media, controlled education, and both political parties, Democratic and Republican. Not to mention a peep, not to mention a word. And if anyone tried to, they were immediately ostracized and found themselves out in the back alley getting their butt kicked. So, they've had the full cooperation of the syndicated media, controlled education, both political parties, for 50 years, not to mention a word, not to mention a peep. And that still exists today. I just put a link up on my website. You go to caffor1.com, my website, CAFR1, for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, 1.com. You'll see a link down below, to, you know, which says, tell them what you think. And that goes to, CAFR1 / e-news in lowercase .html. I put out a recommendation 2 days ago that everyone saturate their government, their news media, with a request that they want their local government to send out a letter to every registered tax voter, you know, every registered voter in that local venue, exclusively suggesting that they carefully review their local government's annual financial report. You know, not mix it in with other
revealing
topics, but that one issue, just that one issue of exclusively reviewing carefully their local government's annual financial report, giving the link on where they can get it to download it or get hard copy.
How revealing that'll be. Folks, you know, you wonder why you can't to quote Bush, put food on your family. You're wondering why it's so hard to get by today. It's not because there's a shortage of money. There's plenty of money out there. It's because it's being hoarded in the hands of a few. It's just absolutely sickening. We're talking about trillions of dollars being moved around here. I remember right after 9/11, and by the way, I don't know if we still have, I guess Dave hung up. I meant to thank him for calling and forgot to do that. Thanks for calling, Dave. Call back anytime. Just after 9/11, I worked for, you know, PNC Bank out of King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. They actually managed Enron's account. They were suffering a lot because of that. People were pulling out. But anyway, I worked for a division of them, actually, PFPC. They handle the investments, you know, the broker lines, the Munder funds and so forth. And I had a lot of clients calling up, and they were furious, understandably. This one woman particularly, I remember, she said, you know, I invested $100,000. This was to be my retirement fund. I was going to live off the interest. And now I'm down to $25,000. I wanted so bad to tell this lady, ma'am, I'm so sorry. You were scammed. You know, these people have stolen your money. That's exactly what they were doing. They were using 9/11 as the excuse.
Well, here's a very important factor, okay, very important. When 9/11 occurred, for the year after that, most people lost 40 to 60% on their IRAs and the 401k plans. Went right down through the floor. If you look at government's annual financial reports on their retirement funds, because all of the pension funds put out a CAFR also, and it's very important to look at pension fund CAFRs because they list, out of due diligence, the exact investment, what the name of the company is, and by the way, you'll see that they own all of the townhome complexes, shopping malls, and everything else in your local area. It's government that owns it. They're not private sector. And, you know, you can go down through the list and get a pretty good idea of how they're investing when and so forth. Well, the government pension funds didn't miss a heartbeat from 9/11. As everybody else got reamed,
the
government pension funds, you know, they took a little dip on their physical positions. They made a killing on their derivative, short derivative positions. And then when the stock market rebounded back to where it was when 9/11 occurred, they were actually up, you know, a trillion or two on their total equities.
Tell you what, we got... I'm sorry?
Well, I'm just saying, look, on the front of my page, cat41.com, you'll see you can download the New York State Retirement Fund listing of investments. And you'll see, and also I give the link there where you can download the 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, and 2006. So you can download the 2001 CAFR, right?
Yeah.
For the New York State Retirement Fund. Then you can download the 2002, and you can see exactly what transpired during 9/11. And then you can download the 2004 or 2006 and see how they just kept moving right along. Never missed our
beat. It's astonishing. Literally, trillions of dollars, folks. It's unbelievable. They use things like this to hide behind as a cloak to cover their crimes. We need to do what Walter is saying here, too. We need to ask for these reports and let them know that they're being watched. You know, they like to watch us, don't they?
Let's go a step further, Mr. Giuliani. Don't ask for them individually. Ask your local government. Tell your local government.
Right, exactly.
You want a letter sent out to every registered voter recommending that they carefully review their local government annual financial reports. And if you're doing it on the city level, put in there to make sure that they include links for the county CAFR, the school district CAFR, the city CAFR, and the state CAFR.
Yeah, we have every right to know. Go after this aggressively and tell them. Yeah, you want it. Don't ask them.
There is no reason whatsoever why they should not send that letter out.
This is your money, folks. Yeah, of course.
I want to mention one other thing that's very important. A lot of people have called the CAFR a second set of books. It's not a second set of books. It is the book, okay? The budget is a ancillary report. The CAFR is government's holy grail, their Bible of accounting. It is the document. And if you look at it as being the Bible, what they're presenting to the public is a budget report which contains several chapters from the Bible, okay? So could you imagine if they left out Genesis and they left out a few, 60% of the chapters of the Bible and someone got this little short version, read it all, and they said, well, I know what the Bible is now.
Which a lot of preachers do, by the way, but...
yeah. Well, the bottom line is the CAFR is the Bible and the budget report's just a few chapters from the Bible.
Yeah, and folks, you know, even if you think, oh, I won't understand that, it's all numbers and figures, I'm not good with that, who cares? Do it anyway. Just by doing it, you're going to keep them on their toes.
I'm going to give you a quote right from the federal government's mandate to produce the CAFR. They wrote the CAFR at an eighth grade reading level due to the factor that so many congressmen and senators are reading it. They had to keep it simple. And what the CAFR is it's a consolidation book showing totals and the fundamental basics of everything. So it is your reference blueprint to every major account, every consolidation of total equities to give you your total balances.
Right.
And that's not difficult. I've had many people say, Walter, can I send you my CAFR and tell what it's all about? And I said, well, do you want to send me your checking account and have me balance it for you also? I said, read it. There's nothing to be scared of. It's just a book, and it's just showing what they have. And that's their big catch-22. They could play their silence as golden routine. They could present selectively created budget reports to the public, but they had to keep records of their own, structure. And that's what the comprehensive annual financial report is, and that's why it's never mentioned. That's why there's 100% blackout on the mentioning of it.
Folks,
Google is your friend.
They're running this country like a mafia-owned gambling casino. I tell you what, we have Richard from Texas. Oh, did you want to make one more point?
Right before we take Richard, did you ever hear the name Al Capone?
Oh, yeah.
It all goes back to Al Capone back in the 30s. He said, what the hell are we doing fighting government? Let's become government and we'll take whatever
yeah.
we want.
Exactly, and he was around during
history. All of this started out of Chicago. The annual financial reporting and accounting structure was started by a group called GFOA, Government Financial Officers Association.
And J. Edgar Hoover was all too happy to accommodate that. I tell you what, we're going to go on a break, folks. We'll take Richard from Texas when we get back. Stick with us.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Walter Burian here as our guest. we actually have two callers waiting now. I want to get to them really quick so we can get down to the heart of the matter here. I want to talk about specifically the 9/11 insider trading that was going on. This is really the heart of the discussion. We're already just about into our last half hour here. I can't believe it. Anyway, we'll go first to Richard in Texas. Are you with us, Rich?
Oh, how you doing there, fellas?
I'm so glad
to hear Mr. Burian on today, because I've been telling people for years, ever since I saw him get interviewed by Alex Jones several years ago, and people have always said I'm making it up, all these giant numbers. And I even called the comptroller's office one day and got a copy of it. It took them about 45 minutes to even admit it existed, but they finally sent me a copy. I got it right in my hand right now. So all the numbers that you said are real. And I got it right here. It says primary government, legislative, executive, and judicial. I mean, they broke it up pretty good so the average layman can't, you kind of get bored if you're not into the logistics of it. But it's real, and I just want to know if I can ask you, sir, what would it mean if they finally came clean and released all this money and, let us have access to this money? I think you said before you closed the show with Alex that we could all get like a $10,000 check every month, every man, woman, and child. It's been about five years. Is that true?
The aspect of release of the money, there's probably, you could probably isolate about $20 to $25 trillion that could be considered surplus revenues.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you return that to the population and close out the investments, you're going to roll the markets, cause somewhat of a collapse. You're going to cause hyperinflation. and it kind of screws up the game for everybody, including the population. What I've been suggesting from scratch one is there is no need for taxation whatsoever in this country. The public, if they learn that government's two-thirds of government's gross income is non-tax income at this point in time, it doesn't take a genius to say, well, if it's two-thirds non-tax income at this time, it won't be too difficult to make it 100% non-tax income. You can a pension fund pays a salary at retirement and benefits. You can structure any city, any county, any school district under the exact same principle as a pension fund, but call it a tax retirement fund, where the fund grows to a point where it meets the budgetary obligations for that city, county, school, district, or state, and you can phase out all taxation in that local venue.
Well, I've always said taxation is about controlling the population and hiding their hyperinflation they're creating.
And if you pay property tax, you don't own your property, you're a renter.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay that property tax, they'll take everything you have and kick you off.
Right.
If you phase out taxation, you then become true owners of your property, number one. Number two, a hell of a lot more money to spend, which means good rates of return on those investments. When you set up a TRF fund, tax retirement fund, you know, as a pension fund, you can write in the prospectus that 55% of the investments will go into the local community. So you have the businesses prospering phenomenally. So you have the public with more money to spend. So the returns on those investments that the TRF funds have will be very good. It's a win-win situation for all involved, the public. The financial cartels over the last 70 years have built up these investment vehicles for government to funnel away the money for them to manage. It was the greed factor. Here, if you have QRF funds springing up all over the country, guess who's going to be managing it? The financial cartels. They'll be happier than pigs in the mud.
For the first 140 years of this country's history, there was no income tax. We didn't have a national debt. People lived relatively comfortably, self-supporting. Look at the mess we're in now.
Well, it's a greed factor. And I mentioned earlier the public left the vault door open. I'll use a simple analogy. Say, for example, every one of your listeners had a 12-year-old child, and they gave him carte blanche to write his own allowance check each week. Well, if they made $1,200 a week, okay, within no time this kid will be cutting a check for $1,000 a week. And if you said you're going to cut him back to $700 a week, he'd be screaming, kicking, hollering, using any logic available to him to justify how a 12-year-old couldn't survive on $700 a week. There's no difference here. You just have bigger boys and sharper players, and they're ruthless. And to be able to breach, you know, the walls that have been built up to extort money from the population, you know, government has been based on deception, misrepresentation, and fraud for the last 65 years as they built up their empire and took over everything. And to be able to breach that wall, you have to have, there's three power structures in this world. You know, the population, they're the least informed and easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Financial cartels, which are extremely sharp, and they can't be easily manipulated. Then you have government administration, which is kind of like a buffer between the financial cartels and the public. But to be able to change a universal law, an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an equal and opposite force, comes to play here. And the only way you're going to have enough force to change the circumstances is to get the financial cartels and the population and half of government administration moving in the same direction. Then it's an overwhelming force, and it'll happen, and it'll happen very quickly. That suggestion I mentioned regarding the people demanding that their local government send out a letter recommending that every registered voter carefully review the annual finance report, you'll have a lot of people sitting there looking at it and saying, oh, I can't understand this, and you'll have a lot of people that'll look at it and say, what? You know, the ones that are going to understand, the ones that are intelligent enough to catch what's going on, you know, they're the ones that are going to make a difference. You know, the other ones can keep their decision-making process down to whether they watch South Park or The Simpsons that night. Because, you know, if that's what they're qualified for, then so be it.
Plenty of those out there, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but
anyway,
I
want to...
Look, they can change it.
Yeah, I want to get into the 9/11 profiteering. Richard, was that it? Were you all set?
I just had one more quick question. If you don't
okay, well, hold that, and then when we come back, we'll pick up from there. Stick with us, folks.
This line is real faint, too. I was wondering if you could ask him to get a little closer to it.
Yeah, just stick with us. We'll be right back.
Lose the love I knew, safely lead me through.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host here, Charlie Giuliani. We have Walter Burian on as our guest. Richard in Texas, you had one more quick point, and then I want to...
Yeah, one more quick question. Now, I noticed, like, people like Ron Paul talk about the IRS, the Federal Reserve, and others, you know, like yourself. But it seems like with Leo Wanter's situation, a lot more people were willing to focus on that and go after that money that Leo Wanter was trying to secure for us. But it seems like the Walter Burian story, which is, to me, the biggest financial story of them all, I could be wrong, seems like nobody is really focused on that money like Alex was. He was like a laser on it. And, you know, Walter Burian's doing it. How come people like... Ron Paul, like when he's I seen him on C-SPAN addressing, the financial problem with China and all. Why don't they throw that part, that chapter of it in, you know, the comprehensive financial report problem? Why doesn't he discuss that more often? Is that too dangerous? Is that just too big for people to? And that's all I had.
I'll give you some first-hand information there because I've had some communications with Dr. Paul. And one notation: I'm in Phoenix now, so I. Basically, I'm hosting the to elect Ron Paul in 2008 Phoenix Breakfast Club. We go to meetup.com. You know, what's ronpaul.meetup.com /21/? It'll go to my meetup group. But back 5 years ago. I sent Dr. Paul several emails requesting that he put up the CAFR links on his website, his congressional website, recommending his constituents in Texas review the local government CAFRs. He refused to do so at that time. And I kind of understood it. You know, he's playing a fine line game of he doesn't want to get, you know, gasoline thrown on him and burn out in the back alley, you know, so he couldn't go there. No one else was going there, and anyone else that did go there, you know, got, you know, killed in plain language, one way or the other. So he didn't do it. When he was on C-SPAN, I was one of the callers, and I called in, and I mentioned the aspect of the investments of government and the total net worth of government and, you know, how this was not disclosed and so forth, and there should be accountability. I did not mention the CAFR because I didn't want to put him on the spot. You know, if he came out right now mentioning the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and recommending people look at it, he'd have a crosshair on his head so fast it wouldn't be funny. they would take him out, within a week.
Right.
And he cannot do that. And I have not pressured him or, you know, even when I had the opportunity, didn't put him on the spot to associate the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report in his campaign.
Well, in a sense, I think...
I do support him.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. In a sense, I'd say he's almost taken on an even bigger fish, though, because the Federal Reserve is something that is never addressed, and,
there is no bigger fish. The Federal Reserve, well, keep in mind, what the Federal Reserve is doing is they're monitoring and maintaining the value of the currency, period, and the money in circulation.
I'd argue if you took that big fish out, you wouldn't have all these other problems.
No, it's the Federal Reserve. Like I said, there you have to realize the Federal Reserve is not the owner of the assets. What they're doing is monitoring the currency that is the valuation vehicle of the assets.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't say they wouldn't have these problems, but not on the scale that you have them. They facilitated by printing all this extra money that enables them to,
Right. But I'm saying based on ownership and equity and stock ownership, the whole nine yards, local government makes the Federal Reserve in scope and size look like a peanut in comparison to an elephant.
Right.
Because the ownership is where the real power is. You know, the Federal Reserve has a certain degree of power because they can manipulate the value of the currency. But I'm going to brief everybody on a very important fact here. You know, people have been complaining about outsourcing and so forth. Government investment funds, you know, at the end of the 60s, going into the 70s, when they consolidated the pension funds and everything else under basically a centralized management, they decided to play the international game. The first target was Mexico. They remember when the Mexican peso in the 80s was going through the floor and the Mexican government was screaming and on their knees.
And we bailed them out.
No. The U.S. government's the one that drove the Mexican peso down through the floor to get the Mexican government on their knees, crying uncle. And then we came in. We wanted to lock in their number one natural resource, which was crude oil.
Yeah.
We came in saying, when they were on their knees, well, we'll bail you out with $50 billion if you repay us back in crude oil at $10 a barrel.
It didn't matter, like the IMF does.
It didn't matter if crude oil went to $40 a barrel, they were still locked in and paying back at $10. So they bid, and we threw in another $30 billion, making a total of $80 billion they had to pay us back at $10 a barrel. At the same time, local government and federal government came in with about $380 billion, investing in Mexican companies, real estate, bond issuances, the whole nine yards. And being that they're putting in U.S. dollars, they're now converted over to the peso. Well, as the peso rebounded, and the government investment funds are profiteering off of that cheap labor. If they made 160% profit on their investment for the year, that was a low figure. They were pulling in 240s, 300% profits for the next 4 to 5 years. They took that $380 billion up to about $1.5 trillion plus in 5 years. That was their first target. And then they did it a little bit in South America and so forth. The next big target was the Soviet bloc countries. After we destabilized Russia and Gorbachev went democratic, we then sank in about $1.5 trillion of government investment funds into the Soviet bloc countries. Those investments were yielding 45%, 55%, 65%. Okay? The next big apple to pick was China. We then, in 2000, got the Chinese government to agree to, come on board and, act appropriately. And we sank in about $2 trillion into the Chinese economy, the cheapest labor in the world.
Yep.
Okay, the government investment funds, local and federal, now, the standing balance of that 2000 is about $6 trillion. They put in about $2 trillion, and it's now standing at about $6 trillion of net assets in China that are invested. Now, if you remember last month, when the stock market dropped 650 points in one day?
Yeah.
Well, that was the Chinese government. If you actually read the release that they put out, what the Chinese government did, being that the U.S. composite government funds were taking over the Chinese marketplace, and the U.S. government was now having such a phenomenal control within China based on ownership, the Chinese government announced that they were going to cut off any new investments by the U.S. government in China. So when China said they were closing their marketplace, it was to U.S. government investment funds.
The Saudis did this after 9/11 too, because of investigations. You know, dropped the investigations and
India
or actually lawsuits. Yeah, sure.
The same thing. China did what they did. So did India. India said they're going to curtail further investments by U.S. government funds in India.
Mm-hmm.
That's government's taking over. People always mention the New World Order. The New World Order is the U.S. government. We are the New World Order.
Yeah.
It's being implemented all around the world at our dictate.
Right.
And that's why they're taking out independence. Saddam Hussein, Afghanistan, Iran. If you're not going to be in the corporate structure to utilize your entire population as a productivity unit within the set parameters of the game, we're going to take you out. And that's what they're doing.
But it's not we, the people of the United States, that are benefiting. It's just the small, core of elites at the top. They're gutting us out as much as any other country.
The biggest word missing in the vocabulary and the speeches and the conversations between the people of the United States is consequence. And these guys have been doing what they've been doing without consequence now for 70 years.
Yeah.
In fact, the consequences to them are they get bigger paychecks, bigger raises, extra vacation time, and buy an extra island there someplace. And so with those kind of consequences, they're going to continue doing what they're doing. Look at 9/11. I mean, I was going into Larry Silverstein, but I got sidetracked. I'm going to go back there now.
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you what, before we jump into that, let me just go. Richard, you still there? Okay, I guess he dropped off. Thanks, Richard, for calling. I guess we got Dan. Let's go to him last, and then I want to jump into that definitely because we're running short of time here. Real quick, Dan, did you have a question or comment for Walter?
Very quickly, Charlie, I just wanted to point out my nephew's engaged to a very nice young lady. Recently received a bachelor's degree in accounting, and just last week received her master's degree in accounting. About 6 weeks ago, I was visiting with her, and I was discussing these issues that you're discussing with her, and she had not a clue what a comprehensive annual financial report is, nor did she have any knowledge as to how the Federal Reserve Bank, the World Bank, or the IMF operated. And that's coming from a very well-respected business school here in Texas.
Yeah, right. They don't tell them.
Just wanted to throw that in.
The blackout's complete. I mean, they keep the, the silence is golden rule playing all over the country in both political parties, all the controlled syndicated media.
Sure.
And, it's...
people with PhDs in economics are just as blind as the general public. They don't inform them anymore. Anyway, thanks for your call, Dan.
Let me them know one thing. There is a college out in, I think it's McLean, Virginia, that exclusively teaches accountants on comprehensive annual financial reporting and accounting for placement in local government. So they have their own select college that they utilize to teach the comprehensive annual financial reporting and accounting, and the rest of could you imagine an eighth grade school teacher saying, "Well, class, here's our school's budget report for the year, and here's our school's comprehensive annual financial report. Let's see if we can spot the differences." Yeah, she'd get her walking paper so fast it wouldn't be funny.
Okay, yeah. Coming back to 9/11, we're really running short on time. I wish I wanted to ask you quick.
It sounds like you don't want me to tell anyone about Silverstein.
Oh, no, definitely.
Let me go right to that, because this is very important.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Silverstein comes in and buys, you know, contracts out for the lease. It's a 99-year lease, $3.5 billion for the World Trade Center complex. Okay, he had only made a few payments. I mean, it was like about $100 million paid. That's it. Okay? The first thing he does is he takes out a double indemnity insurance policy for terrorism.
Yep.
For $7 billion.
Which he had a hard time getting, too.
Right. And he got it, though, and the ink wasn't even dry yet on the contract, on the policy. And down goes the World Trade Center's, and in goes his claim for $7 billion. Now, keep in mind, he had insurance for $7 billion on the World Trade Center complex. Anyone who was killed in that event or injured, the family could have put claim to his insurance policy. The government starts this little, let's support the 9/11 Victims Fund from private donations. And if you read the contract, anyone who was
hush
paid...
money.
And anyone who was paid under that, there was a release sign that they would not go after any other party.
Yep.
They could have gone after Silverstein. And, to me, that's pretty condemning and pretty obvious on what transpired there.
Oh, but there's no reason to be suspicious here at all.
Yeah, but there's no consequence for these guys.
Right.
You know, Silverstein's getting the new... If you look at that new design on the World Trade Center Tower, where they said they're going to build it, like, with a curved-type shape to, like, mimic the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Hogwash. That curved structure, remember what I mentioned about the wind? Okay, and the potential...
That wouldn't be stable at all.
Yeah, here with the curved structure, it's aerodynamically sound, not to take the pressure and diffuse any directional force winds.
Oh, as far as that goes, but otherwise you think that's a stable construction, round?
Well, they're building a curvature into the building.
Really? I know they finished building 7 already. In fact, Mr. Silverstein is already set up there. I wonder if he's got insurance for terrorism on the new tower.
Doesn't need it now.
Yeah, right.
Why would he pay for something he doesn't need?
$100 million, mere pocket change for him, is what he put down on that. And he
gets
6.4.
That's got to be the biggest profit turnover in the history of any transaction.
What a swindler. Unbelievable. Hey, okay. Do you know David Hawking?
Rings a bell.
He's one who's looked heavily into the insider trading, too. In fact, I'm sure you know Buzzy Krongard, right? He was right there in the towers. He was the head of, I think, Brown & Root. His company did $5 million.
Keep in mind that the exchanges keep an on-running tape of every transaction that takes place tied into every single account. They know what everyone from the public's doing. They know what every institutional account's doing. Every transaction, they have a constant stream of the positions being put on, taken off at every second of the day. The exchange members have a access to that feed if they're an exchange member also. Now, keep in mind that anyone who's really good on writing algorithm programs could write an algorithm program to go through that data to determine who was buying, selling together, and to pick out the most culpable group, you know, of insider information. The reason they haven't done that is due to the factor that if they ran such an algorithm program, guess who would pop up as the group? Government funds.
Mm. Very interesting. So, I mean, what do you see going on with all the privatization moves?
They're trying to funnel out as much money as possible. They've been hiding and hoarding a lot of money in the enterprise operations, the toll roads. When I first found out about this, I looked at the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway, which you're familiar with. And by the way, I always, being that I grew up in New Jersey, it's always great to hear a New York accent. So,
actually, I'm in Boston, but pretty close.
New York, New Jersey, when they built those the Turnpike and the Parkway, they needed the public approval because they needed $7 billion in bonds issued to buy the property and build the authorities. They said to the public that the authorities would be built, $7 billion in bonds would be issued. When the bonds were paid off, the bondholders would be the owners until the bonds were paid off. When the bonds were paid off, the Turnpike and the Parkway would revert back into the budgetary groups and be free authorities. Okay? The public said, okay, that sounds okay, and they voted yes. And by the way, it was noted that they were not to be operated at a profit. Well, what they did now, after they had the authorities built, say, for example, they made a $400 million profit for the year. They would take that $400 million, put it into a bond surety escrow account for future liability payments on existing bonds or potentially new issued bonds, write it off as a line item payment, okay, and shift it off into this funding account for advance forward payments. When I checked in 1990, they had increased their bond liability up to $14.5 billion. Guess how much was sitting in the bond refunding account, repayment account?
I can imagine.
About $32
billion. Wow.
Or double what was needed. Now, I let that out on the radio, 101.5 back then, and a few legislators found out about it. New Jersey was crying about how they didn't have, they were $4 billion short on their budget, right? All of a sudden, they happened to find $4 billion sitting someplace. Wipe out that area. And remember that example?
While sweeping...
remember that example I mentioned to you of the African Development Trust project for building a dam and defaulting? Guess who was involved with that one? New Jersey.
Wow. I'll tell you what, we'll pick up on that right when we get back, folks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, guys, we're back for a few more minutes here. Boy, this 2 hours is really cooked, and we haven't even scratched the surface, have we? Walter, I just wanted to ask you real quick, what do you think became of the famous missing Pentagon trillions?
Well, they said that they were unaccounted for. It's not as if they were missing. Yeah, so many people just, you know, you've heard those stories about ordering screwdrivers for $125 a piece. They were charging in Iraq $100 a load, private contractors, $100 a load to do a wash. Multiply that by a few tens of thousands. Yeah, it's just the vault door is left wide open. And these guys in Congress and Senate and so forth, they're all concerned about their little trees in the forest and what deals they're cutting. And they kind of cringe when something becomes so obvious as to waste and misspending. But you have a free-for-all going on. And the public, as I mentioned, the public's sitting there channel surfing, you know, watching TV and, you know, not digging into the core issues as we would in our own lives. You know, government, you know, has the money. They have the best psychologists, marketing strategists to misdirect the public, to keep them looking in right field as they continue business as usual in left field. If the public looks in left field, you run into a void.
It simply can't go on forever like this. I mean, don't they even see, or apparently don't care, do they, that it's going to blow up in their face?
Well, you know, the first step is disclosure. You know, you have to see what you're dealing with. And keep in mind, on the upper level, you're dealing with organized crime. You're not the when you cut through the smoke and the mirrors and the fluff and the, you know, the false impression given as to how the system works, okay, when you cut through all of the garbage, you find out you're dealing with organized crime, especially like the judicial system and the attorneys in New Jersey. You know, I watched these guys in operation a year and a half ago when I was back there. And it's just like the Gambino crime family sitting around. They determine their cases and their, you know, what's going to happen to people by a casual, nice guy, let them go. Let's screw them, you know. And there is no law. These guys are operating as organized crime gang members and, you know, greasing their pockets and a nonstop cash flow coming into their pockets. And it's been going on for 65 years. You know, I gave an example, you know, if a local bank left their vault doors open on Saturday, the bank being closed, the vault door open, cash lying on the counter, and the front doors of the bank open, the security cameras turned off and no one watching the money, you could have 1,000 people walk by. You know, someone say, there's got to be a problem here. Look, no one's guarding the money. It's just sitting on the counter. We better call the bank, let them know. You know, some would even go up and try to close the doors. Most would mingle around outside going, should we? All it takes is 2 or 3 out of 1,000 to walk by saying, hey, look at these bozos. They left the cash line on the counter, and look at all these clowns out here, and no one's taking it. Let's grab it down before somebody else does. And when you let people like that walk in the door, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, what else would you expect to have happen? What exactly what has happened? They've been all sitting there mustering up, cutting their deals, maintaining, keeping the public's illusion going, and them looking off in left field as they conduct business as usual and right. And unless, you know, you as an individual decides to knock out all the garbage and all the distractions. And believe me, you know, they're paying people billions of dollars to make sure you are distracted. And they're playing every game plan that comes out on the TV news to make sure you're distracted.
And it's the Democrats. What's important. The Democrats, every bit as much as the Republicans in Congress.
As I go back to what I said before, to be able to hold back your annual finance report from the entire population of the entire country for 65 years, it required the full cooperation of the syndicated media, controlled education, and both political parties.
Yeah.
They're 100%, and the these political associations.
They're all in it together. Yeah, real quick, your website again?
Anyone who will not mention the Comprehensive Annual Finance Report, government's holy grail, the Bible, okay, which is out there for everyone to look at, if they intentionally don't mention it, openly put it up on their website, openly put it out in their newsletter, they're telling you conclusively they're in cooperation with the game. That's like a priest saying, I'm not going to give you a copy of the Bible or put it on the pews for anyone to read.
Right on. Thanks a lot, Walter. Appreciate you coming on. We'll see you next week on Monday, folks. Have a good weekend.
I got one request of you.
Yeah.
The people listening to the show, bounce me an email and let me know that you heard it.
Right on.
And get that from my website.